I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome in to Grant and Danny. We are live on 106.7 The Fan at a red carpet event ahead of the Gala. The Nats brass, players, entire organization will be taking part in tonight. Basically, we just come out here as hangers-on. We watch the players walk the red carpet.
Yeah, we glom on
with their family. We sit next to the red carpet and try to see who will do interviews with us as they walk by. We're like the the E-News guy that tries to interview the Hollywood actor at a movie premiere tonight.
So it's like you get these weird moments where these guys are walking the red carpet. Obviously, that's far more important. They look awesome. They're heading into the anthem, and they kind of do this double take where it's like, I think I know them. Do I say hi? Do I not say hi? Where do I know them from? The locker room that one time? Or I'm not really sure they are, but I should probably just keep going. It's perfect. No, but we're joking. We love it out here. Hey, the wharf is gorgeous. The weather's beautiful. And there was a baseball game in Nats Park today.
Just got back from that baseball game. Got across town from Nats Park over here to the wharf. We're on the water. It is gorgeous. This is always set up so beautifully. This has become an annual event. Got the flowers and the flags flying, and it's a really, really good look outside the Brighton and the anthem. So if you are hanging around the area today and you want to come out and get a chance for some FaceTime, pictures, autographs from Nationals as they walk the red carpet, great opportunity for you to do so. Starting right after 5 o'clock, I think they'll start walking down the carpet here with us on 106.7 The Fan. So that'll be a lot of fun. But there's, as you said, Danny, for the first time today, fans filing out of Nationals Park as we speak. They did a pretty cool thing. I want to give them credit. They had
indeed
a futures game of sorts where their minor league prospects played their major league roster. The big boys pummeled the kids today 13-1. Mackenzie Gore looked nasty, by the way. 4 shutout, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts. Cannot wait for the home opener to see if he can run that back. He was really, really good. Trevor Williams then finished the game with 5 innings of 1-run ball and struck out 7. Couple of notables for the kids. James Wood hit an opposite field double left on left against Gore. First inning, that was cool to see. The teenager is going to be in his age 20 season now, T.J. White, who had a really good spring breakout game for the Nationals.
Yep.
Hit a couple balls deep and off the wall. He hit a opposite field home run today that was a complete laser. Just an absolute bomb.
Pretty impressive.
And I don't know if anybody saw Harleen Susana, who they got in the Juan Soto deal from the Padres at the time as a 17-year-old who threw 100 miles an hour. He touched 102 multiple times, 3 up, 3 down, 2 strikeouts, a 10-pitch inning, almost an immaculate inning for him as he just dominated the big league bats that he faced. He looked like a major league closer.
He did. His breaking ball was dark and malicious. And then, of course, his fastball looks like it hydroplanes and just takes off carrying. He threw something. I wasn't sure exactly what it was. I do know that it ran away from a bat like it was a frightened animal.
Okay.
So it looked like it was headed right down the middle, and I think the hitter went, oh, watch this. I'm going to turn this velo right around. And then it sprinted down and in to the righty as if it was running from a predator. It was filthy. That dude's stuff is not the end. That's not the question. The stuff is not the part that we're concerned about. It's everything else.
Yeah, can he throw strikes, basically?
Yeah.
Because when he sprays the ball, that's normally what he does. It's kind of doesn't really know where it's going. Yeah, it can be hit or miss as to how you view him ultimately. Mm-hmm. But if he throws the ball over the plate like he did today.
Oh, man, you ain't hitting that dude.
With 102 velo and a plus slider, maybe a plus-plus breaking ball, as you said, he could pitch in the ninth inning in the future and close games. But the next time we'll see the Big Nats is going to be on opening day in Cincinnati when they take on the Reds 2 days from now on Thursday. They're going to have the event tonight. Eventually tomorrow they'll get on a plane, they'll go to Great American Ballpark, and they will open their season on Thursday afternoon, 4:05 first pitch right here on the Fan. By the way, we're going to be out at Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, where we hung out all football season long ahead of Thursday Night Football. So come on out, hang with us, watch opening day. We'll be partying leading up to that starting at 10 a.m., B. Mitch and Finley until 2, and then me and Danny from about 2 to 3:30 when Charlie and Dave take over with pregame and eventually first pitch at 4 o'clock. That guy running there.
Great shape.
Lots of abs, muscles in his back, not wearing a shirt. I would never wear a shirt if I looked like that guy.
What are people supposed to do?
Look at him.
Well, I don't mean that.
He wants us to look.
Well, and we should. I should chase him down the block.
That was one of the best looking guys I've ever seen.
I'd of course get tired, handsome, chiseled, but it's like I could be so perfect for the next 10 years, never eat anything bad, work out every day, and I wouldn't look like that.
Yeah, I mean, I look the opposite of that.
Like
if I took off my shirt and ran through here, people, it would be like a scene out of Godzilla.
That's true.
People would be just diving into stores and restaurant shops. They'd be like, "What is this?"
One guy slow motion going, "Oh my."
The marshmallow man is in the wharf. Why is he doing
it? The Stay Puft guy.
Leave us alone, sir. Please, not me.
What a handsome dude. Just
you know, there's
around.
Little British boys everywhere around here.
It's a big tourist attraction for the Brit folks.
CJ Abrams, 3 hits today. Joey Meneses, 3 hits. A bomb from Eddie Rosario. So the Nats are ready to go. We'll see them on Thursday. Tonight, a massive game over in Chinatown.
Huge.
The Capitals playing the biggest game of their season to date. This is actually statistically now. This is not just me who wears Caps gear all the time telling you that I'm excited and this is a big game.
Mm-hmm.
This is statistically the biggest game in the NHL all season as it pertains to playoff ramifications as of right now. Moneypuck.com has the numbers. A swing of 27 percentage points in terms of playoff likeliness today.
That's what's on the line.
For Washington and Detroit, think about that. If the Capitals win in regulation tonight at home against the Red Wings, they will go to bed tonight, according to Money Puck, with a 72.8% chance to make the playoffs, up almost 14% from where they're sitting right now. If they lose to the Wings in regulation, they will go from expected to get in down 14.5 percentage points to just a 44% chance to get in. Then if you beat them in overtime, you're up to 67%. You lose in overtime, you're at 54%. The point of the dude's story is you're 1 point ahead of the Red Wings. They're coming to your building tonight. You're coming off the best win of your season. Spencer Carberry just said he thought the third period they played against Winnipeg on Sunday when they outscored the Jets 3-0, 2 goals from Ovi, was their best period of the year. And now you got the home crowd on a bobblehead night behind you. People are going to be loaded and ready to go at Capital One Arena. It's a big one, man.
I don't know how plugged in most folks are. I know Caps fans, the 20K that's there every night rocking the red. I think they kind of aware of this. But to the casual sports fan, I'm just offering this to you guys. The Washington Capitals right now are the talk of the NHL. Not from a, you know, the dudes on TSN talking about who the President's Trophy team is going to be and how big home ice advantage is for them and they're going to play their game come playoff time. Not like that. But everybody that logs on and talks about the NHL and grinds with this sport on a nightly basis is sitting there going, what they're doing, talking about your Washington Capitals, is remarkable. They're saying what you and I are saying, where they're going, you realize their goalie is Charlie Lindgren? Like, Charlie Lindgren was afterthought Adam for years and years and years. Backup goaltender for the most part. They paid Darcy Kuemper all the money, and now this dude is playing better than anybody in the sport here over the last couple of weeks. They're doing it after they got, you know, they don't have Nicholas Backstrom, after they traded Evgeny Kuznetsov, after a whole bunch of kids have come in and are taking up central roles. They don't have the star power, the firepower. They have a negative 30 goal differential in the season. That doesn't happen, and then you end up with runs like this here down the stretch to get to the postseason. It's remarkable. It's awesome. Let us enjoy this ride.
Yeah, this is now playoff time, basically. Every game they play from this point forward in so many ways is a postseason game. And if they're going to get into the playoffs, they got to string wins together in their most critical games. And there's a few of them that are against non-playoff teams. This is not one of those. This is a team that you are fighting tooth and nail with for the wild card spot. The other thing that could happen tonight, by the way, not to get way too deep into this, but as we scratch kind of inch deep, mile wide here, the Flyers are playing the Rangers tonight. That game is at 7 o'clock in New York. If the Caps win and the Flyers lose with the game that they have in hand on Philadelphia, they will essentially overtake Philly in a tie for the Metro. So the reason they'll be up to close to a 75% chance of making the playoffs, if they win tonight, it would actually be higher than that if the Flyers also lose, because they'd be in two different ways, via being third in their division, which is an auto bid, or by way of the wild card above Detroit. So it's all good if they can find a way to win tonight, be another step for Spencer Carberry toward possibly being the coach of the year, the Jack Adams Award winner. I do want to point out Joe Beninati on this radio program. At 5 o'clock, he was kind enough to kind of move some things around in his pregame prep over at Capital One Arena for us. So we'll talk to him live right at 5 today to get a nice preview on the Caps and the Wings' biggest game of the year. They're roommates at Capital One Arena. We don't spend a lot of time talking about the Wizards, recapping their games or discussing what's going on, because, frankly, we don't want to put you guys in a bad mood. The idea is to give you something that you want to hear and make you feel better about what's going on. Sometimes, or just break things down negatively as we need to. But frankly, they're just irrelevant a lot of the time. They are right now, Daniel Ruye, the hottest team in the Eastern
Conference. Are you talking about the hottest team in the Eastern Conference, Washington Wizards?
Not one, not two, three wins in a row. It's a winning streak.
Yeah.
It has happened before. I would say it'll happen again, but I can't guarantee anything. Three in a row, they did it with Jordan Poole scoring 23, no coups. 19-12 from Corey Kispert. Rashawn Holmes is all of a sudden like one of the best players on the team.
Sure.
14 points, 15 rebounds. And maybe most importantly last night, Tristan Vukcevic, the rookie, 6 points, 3 boards, 9 minutes, just got to the States, just joined the team, had his first bucket in the NBA yesterday.
So my oldest son, who just finished his basketball season and on occasion likes to wander in from taking a break from staring at the computer screen, to come in and see some basketball with me, said, "Who is that guy?" And I was like, "I'm not sure, buddy." And he's like, "Isn't that the Wizards?" And I said, "Yeah." I was like, "I'm not sure who Justin Champagne is. I have to look up a little bit of background." He and Jules Bernard and Jared Butler and everybody else, it's a group of guys that are trying to make it. They're scratching and clawing to try to make their way into the association and get themselves careers, full season league minimum type contracts. And all they're doing is playing hard, man. It's fun to watch all of a sudden.
Yes, they are now, I would say, at a point where you go to the arena, you don't know many of the guys that are playing. And as you said, you're kind of Googling dudes as you're watching. They're playing the most team-oriented basketball they've played to this point. And I don't even think it's close.
I mean, Jared Butler last night had 13 assists.
Yes.
Right?
By the way, I like his game. I know the Bulls aren't all that good, and they got off to a 15-0 lead. But I like Butler at Baylor. But I like his game. He, several times, kind of would break someone down off the dribble, little penetration, find someone on the interior. He's got something. I dig him.
Yeah, there's something there. I mean, Champagne hits a three with, I think, less than a minute to go, or right around a minute to go, to give him a four-point lead. Clutch shots like that. These are empty games. They don't matter. I mean, they've moved themselves out of the basement of the Eastern Conference and in the NBA, ruining their chance, quote-unquote, for the first-round pick. And a lot of these guys may not be there, but I'm not that concerned about that. Like, to me, you play hard, you figure out what happens, right? If you add up the losses and your first best odds, second best odds, third best odds, I don't really care. That's totally fine by me. So it's okay to do both things at the same time. You actually luck box your way into a couple of wins here and there. I can certainly enjoy that. It's fun every once in a while to score more than the opponent.
Got to get to the NFL as we break down everything going on in and around DC sports. So Dan Quinn did speak today. If it's possible, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters as a tandem might be leading the NFL and not actually saying anything interesting, which is fine. I'm not judging them. That's the prerogative that they've got, and I think it's actually working beautifully. Because yesterday you had reports that Washington's going to take Jaden Daniels, and there's another report saying they like J.J. McCarthy. So I think Adam Peters probably has people right where he wants them at this point. Dan Quinn today literally came out right at the start of his press conference and said, Just so you guys know, we won't be giving away any state secrets today, which I kind of like just That's getting funny. Ahead of it.
Yeah.
I even saw an interview he was doing with JP and the media guys, I think, sitting at the table where he goes, they say, who are you going to take at number two? And he said, I'll tell you right after you guys tell me who you like. And then they go, well, we like Jaden. Or maybe it was just JP, and he goes, I'm not going to tell you now. He just changed his mind. And so he didn't quite play along with how he expected, I guess, the game to go.
Who do you like? Then he finds out, and you're like, that sounds good. Okay, bye.
I think playing coy is perfectly fine and probably a good thing. I mean, the closer we get to the draft with everybody wondering what the team's going to do, I think is best.
100%. 100%. This is the problem I always had for so many years with Washington. This was a Bruce Allen specialty. Nobody devalued their assets like the Washington Football Redskins Commander peoples. They love doing it. They love taking a guy that could fetch something huge on the open market, running him into the ground, or making it so it's so acrimonious he'll never come back, and getting low value for that player. Everyone from Kirk Cousins to Trent Williams to everything in between. This number two pick is an incredibly valuable asset. You are under no obligation to do anything in any direction with it. You could trade it. You could keep it. You could do whatever you want. Building the value for it gives you more options. That's what you should be doing. You should be adding intrigue at all times. 100% on board with it.
Josh Harris also spoke today. He actually did say some things that were interesting about stadium stuff, both FedEx Field currently and the next stadium, wherever that's going to end up being. He talked about multiple municipalities that they're talking with and the plans that they're putting together for multiple different locations still right now because they don't know where they're going to end up. We'll play that audio for you coming up in about 9 minutes or so right here on The Fan. So make sure you're listening if you want to hear Josh Harris on the future of the Commander Stadium being possibly at the RFK site or staying in Maryland, it sounds like. Other NFL news, Danny. Love this. In-season Hard Knocks. I'm an in-season Hard Knocks guy. They're not going to cover one team as they have been doing. Think about the last few years with the Arizona Cardinals, this past year with the Miami Dolphins. This season, in-season Hard Knocks is going to cover an entire division. So potentially, they take the NFC East, every episode checks in on the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and Commanders, and tells the entire story of the second half of the year through the lens of that division. It gives them an opportunity to do some deeper storytelling, have more fun anecdotes and items on different players, kind of expand the scope. I think it's an awesome way to do it. It's not something they've tried before. It's always been one team per Hard Knocks other than the COVID year when they had both of the L.A. teams. I actually like this a lot, and I think this is a slam dunk. This is me now praying and keeping my fingers crossed that the NFC East leads the way.
I love it. This is so correct. So you get a couple things led us here. Obviously the OG Hard Knocks from back in the day, and everyone realized how great that was. Then when it became more, I don't say corporate, but it became a little bit more team-controlled and a little bit more vanilla, I think it's lost some of its luster, and it kind of became the same old thing. But that was the original. That was the flag in the ground. That was Plymouth Rock. Once you had these Netflix, Amazon Prime documentaries about teams that I'll never watch a Bundesliga game probably as long as I live. I don't care about Brighton or the Premier League, teams from cities or little townships that I've never been to, but I find them riveting. When I learn about Liverpool, when I learn about all these different teams competing at this incredibly high level with this access, right, and people sort of talking on the record. And of course, F1 Drive to Survive is sort of the lead goose in this space. And I think once those have kind of gotten their footholds and we realize you can make semi-pedestrian, boring material, a.k.a. Full Swing or golf in any way, exciting to people, you go, oh, what about something that's actually exciting? What about a great product that everyone loves, like the NFL? What about that kind of access? The horse has left the barn in that regard. They're going to keep doing these things, and we're the winners for it. It's so good.
Speaking of the NFC East, by the way, we already know the league opens Thursday night football every single year. Well, the day after the Thursday night opener, the Eagles are playing a Friday night game in Brazil, and it is now official that it will be the Friday after the Thursday night opening game, Eagles in Brazil to kick off their season. Washington does go to Philly, obviously, NFC East teams. So there is a 1/8, whatever, what is that math? Chance.
It's like 12%.
12% chance that the Commanders are in Brazil to kick off the season the way I see it. That would be interesting.
Yes, it would be.
And they play, it might even be better than that because teams often open in the division, and they've played Philly in week one.
I was going to say.
More than any other team this decade.
That's sort of been the MO, right, is that you open up with a division game and then have that divisional run at the end of the season.
And normally I would say, well, does the league really want to put the Commanders in that standalone Friday night game spotlight? But now.
Rookie quarterback,
number two
everything.
Overall pick. If it's Jaden Daniels, let's say, Heisman Trophy winner, everyone wants to watch him. He, coming from LSU, transition to the league, new owner, new GM, new head coach, fresh-faced QB, Cliff Kingsbury on the sideline calling the plays. I could see it. It actually may happen.
It's as likely as anything, honestly. I mean, you know, you could run the probably the most likely is Dallas, you know, because it's another market for Jerry Jones to conquer and make so much money, and the ratings would be outstanding, and they'd pat themselves on the back for a win, right? Like when it's at a weird time that people normally wouldn't be able to watch, but because Dallas is on TV, people watch it in mass, so you'd be able to say, look at how great we did with this thing, and it would sort of be a free win. But the second most likely to me would be Washington. In that regard, right? You want to save that Dallas Philly game for, you know, for your Thanksgiving showcase or, you know, Christmas Day type thing or something like that.
XFL kickoff coming to the NFL.
We can here get into we go.
That. A little bit later on, there's going to be actual kick returns this year. And I think those of you who think it's just too much like an arcade game or that the XFL tried too hard, you don't want that in the NFL, I think you're going to come around. You're going to see that it's actually much better than the way the National Football League was doing it. But next, let's hear from Josh Harris, the new owner of the Commanders, as he was at the league meetings discussing a new stadium, where it's going to end up and what they're considering as they think about that stadium. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are live on site. We will be grabbing different members of the Nats organization as they walk past us to go into their big welcome home gala this evening. Are we going gala or gala?
I say gala.
Well,
no, I don't.
You definitely don't say gala.
I don't.
I don't know which one it is, but it ain't gala.
I never feel right saying like gala. It doesn't really come off. It sounds like I'm like stopping and like over-enunciating it. The Nationals gala.
No, you just said gala.
Yeah, it's that.
It's not that.
What is it?
It's most definitely not gala. It's either gala or gala. I think it's gala.
Nationals gala.
You keep saying gala like
yeah,
Gollum.
That.
Which
yeah,
movie is Gollum in?
Lord of the Rings.
Someone tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. Do you want us to go with gala, gala, and please, if you would, tag Danny and let him know it's certainly not gala.
Nationals gala.
We're off to a weird start here. So just a little bit of the setup. We have a great, great spot here next to the red carpet. But we did this thing last year as well where there are, like, picnic tables outside the Brighton. And so they set us up with our 106.7 The Fan table skirt at the picnic table, like we're eating lunch and we're 12 years old, which is fine. But you're in the sun. It's very, very warm out. The sun is beating down on us. And it's the perfect location for when the guys are coming down the red carpet and when the event begins. But for right now, we're just sitting out in the sun at a picnic table. And so I decided during the break that there are really comfortable chairs, that there's moving air conditioning, in this restaurant that's open, garage door style, looking out about 15 feet from where we're actually sitting. So I just switched where my mic is plugged in, came inside, and kind of sat down, and Danny was over mingling with someone. And when he came back, he was like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I don't sweat, but I was perspiring a bit, and I was not loving the heat or the bench, so I just came in and found a chair and air conditioning, and I'm going to do the show from here. The problem is Danny is facing away from me, and now I'm like 10 feet behind him, facing his back, like we're on a school bus.
Well, 10 feet's adorable. It's 30 or 40 feet.
I'm sure.
Difference. I'm looking out at all the boats, and you're looking at the back of my head.
Right.
I can't believe it, to be quite frank with you.
But as I said, you're like, this is a Grant pit. And I was like, is this weird? I got out of the sun. I went to a chair with a back on it. There's nothing going on outside right now.
Yeah.
There's no benefit to being at that table.
It's 60 degrees. It's beautiful. But
I'm sure you're not sweaty, by the way. You're wearing a sports jacket.
Well, I'm not at 60. It's nice out.
I'm sure.
It's the correct temperature. But what
are you in the shade then?
No. I'm
my seat was getting pummeled by sun.
No, there's sun's right here. But last year it was hot, if you recall. Now it's this year. It's not. We're very lucky that it's not that hot. But what's amazing? It's not amazing. But the reason I say this is a Grant pit where you just sort of go, I'm just doing this. No, like you didn't ask any questions if like the restaurant was like, yeah, why don't you guys use these tables? You just sort of walked in as if. Sat right down and said, "This is where I am now." It's something I'm jealous of. I wish I had that ability.
Well, a couple of things.
Yeah,
I don't think the restaurant is open right now. Okay, so there's nobody here.
We've already eaten from here, so somebody's
okay.
Working.
Well, they might be open, but there's nobody sitting in here right now. I'm at a table where right now I could straddle inside outside.
Sure.
So I'm literally I could reach out and touch Clary's leg when he's sitting at the picnic bench outside of where I'm inside versus outside, so I don't think they matter or they care that much is kind of where I'm at.
Well, the person who didn't care was you. You just went for it. You know what I mean? Like, you just like, this is where we are. This is the setup. And you're like, no, it's not. Watch me. And you just did it. I saw a friend, went to say hi, and I came back.
Well, you missed a little bit of planning, me talking to producer Ryan, producer Chris. Now, there was a little conversing about what we were going to do and how we were going to play this out.
I think it was more, this is what I'm doing, accommodate me, is in terms of a discussion. But, yeah, I mean, I'm jealous of it. I wish I had that ability. I'm just following the rules. I'm just sitting right here.
Well, enjoy yourself out in the heat. I'll join you when the businesses pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Things start happening out there. I got you. Let's get to what Josh Harris had to say today out at the league meetings in Orlando. Sat down with some of the D.C. media. Talked about the stadium future here in Washington, D.C., or the surrounding areas on FedEx Field and potential future home of the Washington Football Stadium.
Yeah, look, we've been focused on the stadium. Obviously, you saw the $86 million announcement of what we're doing with FedEx Field. Now we're also focused on our new home. And so in that regard, we're in pretty deep. We're doing site plans across three jurisdictions. We're in deep discussion with Maryland, but at the same time, we're continuing to pursue, the possibility of having a site at RFK. And that process is a political process. So the first thing that has to happen is DC has to have the rights to the RFK land, and the House agreed to that in a bipartisan vote. But now. We need the Senate to act and the President to sign that bill, and then we can really start to have discussions with D.C. And so that's what we've made some progress there, obviously, but we need to make more.
So that's what Josh Harris said. Here's what I heard, Danny. Mm-hmm. Hey, Senate and Joe Biden, give us that land. We want that stadium.
Let's go. We're in the hurry up here.
That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
They want Senate to pass and then eventually the President to say the land is D.C.'s because they know when D.C. gets the land – the land could soon be theirs.
I think that's the essential part of the waiting game, right? I mean, the huge, biggest milestone, as I understood it from talking to smart people, much smarter than myself, and who are very learned on the subject, the thing that was the most improbable has already happened, a.k.a. a bipartisan, almost unanimous vote here that was a resolution to say we believe that D.C. should control that land. That didn't seem to be possible. That seemed to be the biggest hang-up. You had everybody complaining about everybody else, and all of a sudden we're in perfect harmony, and that's done. It's now a matter, as you said, of everybody else kind of doing it, and that's thought to be a lot less of an obstacle than that first major step. I don't know if it's all like Virginia politics, where if someone just says, I don't feel like it, then it goes away. But it seemed like the biggest hurdle has already been cleared.
Yeah, that's how I've long felt about this. I think the ball's rolling downhill, and everything's going to take time. Nothing's happening quickly. There's no expedited process here. There's no HOV lane they can hop in to kind of get this done succinctly. But you've gone from the one vote goes through, the next one it seems like would be a formality that it will, and eventually the president of the United States is not going to say no. You turn the land back over to the district. The district then says, all right, we got the land. Let's do this thing. And maybe it's a small fight at that point. I don't think anything's going to be easy. As I said, nothing's going to happen fast, so it's going to take some time. But it does feel like, to your point, they have started to clear at least one of the big hurdles. Harris on mapping out stadium plans. Danny, they're having to plan for multiple jurisdictions.
Yep.
They'd like to think they'll be at RFK, but they may also be at FedEx 2.0. They still have to at least act as if there's a possibility they end up in Virginia as well. So this is what Josh Harris had to say about that.
Each jurisdiction wants us there, right? So ultimately, it's about kind of establishing really how we might have a dialogue. And that starts with, us having kind of a view on what we would do and sort of looking at an overall, master plan, an overall site plan. And so that's where we are right now.
I've long heard that they were going to basically build out three different stadium layouts, so to speak, to best accommodate the areas where they may end up. But I'd imagine that the bones of whatever they're building is the same at each location,
mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, it's a retractable roof, Allegiant Stadium internal-looking type operation where the Raiders play that they like so much, supposedly out in Vegas. I think it's something like that, and then maybe the surrounding areas, the footprint where you've got your hotels and your restaurants and your town center, maybe that changes to resemble the area you're in and to really make it home in that location, but I'll bet you the bones of the stadium doesn't change a whole lot depending on where they're going.
Yeah, I think it's 100% right. Right, as you said, one might involve the river, so you have this feature that you wouldn't have at one of the landlocked places or something like that. But yeah, the basic gist I think is probably pretty similar, right? Where the nuts and bolts, the core parts of the plans are absolutely the same. But I think also they've seen how local politics works, or in many cases doesn't. Right? Like the intractable, inactive, petty, small squabbling to try to cost people victories, and the rug getting pulled at the 11th hour, I think forces you to not just go, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket. You better diversify. You better have everything on the ready because you never know how it's going to end up.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Josh Harris was also asked about what's going on with Monumental Sports and them trying to get an arena in Virginia, how that would affect where the Commanders end up. We can play that clip for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. But real quick, on that front, did you hear Virginia? I mean, it felt he did talk about all three, but didn't D.C. and Maryland seem to be larger factors? I just wonder, and I'm thinking out loud here, mm-hmm. but seeing what a shebingus the Virginia situation's been for Ted Leonsis cannot make him more excited to go to Virginia, right?
No, because, I don't know how to say it better than this, but you shake a hand, you sign your name on the paper, and you go, it's done. And Virginia goes, no, it's not. it's not anywhere close. I mean, that's the experience.
Well, do you think he's sitting there going, do I have to get permission from this Senator Lucas? Or no? Or do we deal with her also?
Like, are there workarounds?
Is that going to be fun?
Yeah, even if it's not her, is there someone else I need to know about? Like, the Virginia lawmaking landmines are enough to scare off anybody at this stage. Because, again, it's not like this is the first time this has happened.
So true.
Totally, totally different set of politicians, totally different time in our country, in this area, for the region, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone knows the story, but same, a billionaire and a local person have a press conference and tell you it's a done deal, and then they end up playing somewhere else. I just basically said Virginia lost its privilege. Like, Virginia cried wolf at this point. If I'm a billionaire looking to put a stadium somewhere, I'm not even calling. I'm going, how can I trust anything that you guys are saying at this point to go, surprise, you don't get anything.
Josh Harris is sitting in Mark Cuban's seat in Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And, you know, Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. are coming into the room to pitch them. And Virginia gives its pitch, and he goes, you guys did what you did to Ted, and so for that reason, I am out.
Yeah, there's no way I can trust you, and for those reasons, I'm out.
Let's get to him on how things in Virginia going sour for Monumental have affected some of their plans. You'll hear that next. We are live at the Wharf next to the red carpet ahead of the Nats Gala this evening. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 5 o'clock, when Joe Beninati joins us, we'll be giving away tickets to see the Caps and the Senators. You got to be listening at that time at 5, about an hour and 15 minutes from right now, if you want those tickets. Next hour, Danny, let's play a little Nats Who Am I?
A little Who Am I?
We'll give three hints. You got to be listening throughout the hour. The three hints will add up to one and only one Nationals player. And at that point, when you get those three hints, you call us. First person in who can tell us what player we are, you are winning tickets to Nationals opening day, which is 6 days away at Nationals Park. Mackenzie Gore will be on the bump against the Pirates on what looks to be a beautiful Monday based on the weather this far out, Danny.
I love it. I'm excited about it. I want it. I want to swim in it and live in it for weeks and weeks and months. That's awesome. Like, we're just giving away opening day tickets, by the way. How cool
yeah,
is that?
That's very sick.
I love that.
How about this? I got no fewer, I don't know about you, I got just pummeled with tweets yesterday from people that wanted to answer the Clydesdale question. We were wondering, Darris brought up, are there Clydesdales all over the place or are the only Clydesdales?
Like regional Clydesdales or singular?
The ones that are here. Apparently there are lots of Clydesdales. There's like a farm with them, and then they're all over the country. So we have the Clydesdales that are here, basically. But there are Clydesdales all over the place. So we're not the only ones that are special, but we will I think we personally, this is my opinion, we'll have the best world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales.
We get the one-seed Clydesdales. Maybe St. Louis does because it's like the home of the beer, but it's like maybe we're getting podium Clydesdales, I think.
Danny's looking fresh, by the way. Mm. Jacket, we got a pocket square, we got red pants on.
Indeed.
I'm seeing what appears to be navy blue socks with some type of red emblem on them.
Yeah, this is a very national sort of focus. These are the bicycles on my socks, along with some Oxfords, not broke. And I've got the red slacks on the Nationals, the blazer, the red pocket square on the Nationals, and a navy blue shirt on.
Danny.
Yeah.
It is time to hear what Josh Harris said about moving to Virginia, possibly, and how what's gone on with Monumental Sports will affect what the Commanders eventually do.
Of course. I mean, obviously, we're super focused on that, but Ted, and Monument Sports is doing what they think is the right thing for their franchise. We're certainly watching it and looking at it and learning from it. And but there's not a lot we can do to affect that process, so we're a little bit removed from it. But clearly, what happens there could have implications. So we're following it, and we wish them well.
I'd imagine Harris has a decent relationship with Leonsis, right?
You would think, yeah.
Both have NBA and NHL teams. Now, I'm sure they have a good, healthy rivalry. I mean, the Devils and the Capitals. You obviously got the 76ers, the Wizards, so they're vying for the same titles in those two leagues. I can't imagine their best pals going out to dinner all the time, but I'll bet very familiar with one another, probably at some point, you know, having conversations about what Ted's dealing with in Virginia, what that could mean for Josh Harris.
Yeah, frenemy style, right, where it's like you're collegial in the sense that you're all dealing with the same folks. Like, when you call the mayor's office, I got to have to call the mayor's office, or you've got to deal with this municipality or this government person or this and that. So what's good for one may be good for the other, right? There's going to be something like that to it. Then there's also, you know, limited spaces, limited pieces of pie to kind of go around, right? There's only one RFK site, and you know, who knows if Ted Leontis didn't want that, or you know, if that was promised to Josh Harris, that kind of led to.
Don't you get the sense right now that Leontis doesn't want anything to do with DC moving forward? I mean, between going to Virginia, then meeting right away with Maryland after Virginia looked like it was falling through. They're obviously still trying to scratch and claw for maybe Plan B. Eventually, maybe they put together a Plan C for. In the Potomac Yard, that national landing location. It feels to me like he's not just going to crawl back to D.C. and go, okay, Mayor Bowser.
You guys are right all along.
Hand us the $500 million. I think they're trying to figure out a way to leave the city still.
I do, too, just as a point of order. But just sort of more talking about the Harris and Leontis. But, yeah, I would actually tend to agree with that assessment, that if they had their druthers, they want the plan that they said was going to happen to happen.
Right? I'm pro the Commanders at the RFK site. I've wanted that for years. I think all of us do.
Same here.
It is kind of funny to me, though, that in the end, potentially, you know, D.C. would prefer, I think, the Commanders to come back over the Wizards and the Capitals, just because in terms of venue, events, teams, how often things are done, the footprint of basketball, hockey, multipurpose arena versus NFL stadium, even if it's roofed. I still think you get a lot more bang for your buck out of an arena in a really urban setting than maybe, you know, the RFK site with football. I don't know what D.C. would say, though. If they could only pick one of the two, I personally think they want to just do business with the NFL and get in bed with Goodell in the league.
I think it's that part. I think it's the prestige part of it.
But,
right?
Man, I think that's a botched decision.
Well, I think about this. With, you know, having worked at a school years ago, and having seen that firsthand, and then you make the scale much larger and grander when it comes to a mayor and city and stuff. But the head of a school, the principal of a school, wants some sort of legacy project. I built the theater. I built the athletic fields. I built the new library. Whatever that is, they want to be able to say that that's their thing and that's what their legacy is. Same with a mayor, right? They want the ribbon cutting. They want the thing that they're known forever. So when Anthony Williams throws out the first pitch at the Nats home opener, why? He was here when baseball came back to Washington, D.C. That he'll be known as that forever. The other policies, maybe some local policy wonks could tell you about the thing he did in 2002 that was instrumental in this, that, and the other thing. That's adorable. For the rest of us, the regular rank-and-file human beings, he brought baseball back to D.C. That's what she wants, in my humble opinion.
So, to me, based on what you said last segment, it sounds like you think we are flying at a really nice rate toward eventually the Commanders being at RFK. What percentage chance would you give it that when they have a new stadium, it's on that site?
65.
I'm thinking 75. And I thought I was being too aggressive, so maybe you're in a good place.
My only cynicism is,
like, what would derail it?
Local D.C. politics. The mayor and the city council chief hate each other, for example. Things like that. You know, it's like we're just deciding we're not going to give that mayor a win. Or very loud NIMBYs in that RFK area, which is a neighborhood that's, you know, changed an awful lot over the last 25, 30 years. Them saying, that's not what I signed up for. I signed up for to be able to walk in this little park right here. I didn't sign up for a football stadium outside of my front door. Those kinds of things. Local politics stink.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We got Joe Beninati in about an hour and 10 minutes on the show. Ahead of the biggest Caps game of the year, they are hosting the Red Wings tonight. We're giving away Caps tickets at 5 o'clock. As soon as we return, we'll give you the first of three hints for Nats Who Am I. You got to listen all next hour, get the three hints, figure out which Nat we're talking about to win Nationals opening day tickets. There is a new kickoff coming to the NFL. It's the old XFL kickoff. Pretty cool. We will discuss that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!